With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to Brainstorm Boosts. 5-Minute Idea Fix. Your daily dose of quick and powerful inspiration. I'm your host, Jake Carter, here to help you navigate this crazy ride we call life with a little more grace, a little more humor, and a whole lot more self-compassion. Ever feel like your inner critic is running a non-stop commentary on your every move? You know that feeling when you stumble over a word in public or make a minor mistake at work, and suddenly you're drowning in a sea of negative thoughts? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. That harsh inner voice isn't your friend. It's time to ditch the self-criticism and cultivate some serious self-compassion. Think about it this way: would you berate a close friend for making a silly mistake? Probably not, right? You'd offer them a kind word, a listening ear, and maybe even a laugh. So why are we so quick to judge ourselves with such brutal honesty? Self-compassion isn't about being complacent or letting yourself off the hook. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and forgiveness that you'd offer a dear friend. And here's the game changer. Building self-compassion can actually make you stronger. When we kind to ourselves in moments of difficulty, we create a safe space for growth and learning. We allow ourselves to make mistakes without feeling defeated, and that opens the door to creativity, resilience, and genuine progress. So how do we actually build this self-compassion muscle? First, recognize your inner critic. Pay attention to those negative thoughts and try to identify their patterns. Are they focused on specific areas of your life? Do they tend to emerge in certain situations? Once you become aware of these patterns, you can start to challenge them. Ask yourself if those thoughts are really true, or if they're based on fear or insecurity. Remember, your worth isn't defined by your mistakes. Second, practice self-kindness. Treat yourself with the same gentleness and care that you would offer a loved one. When you make a mistake, don't dwell on it. Instead, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Practice self-care activities that bring you joy and nourish your soul. Third, cultivate mindfulness. Pay attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice your thoughts and feelings without getting carried away by them. Mindfulness helps us create a sense of space between ourselves and our thoughts, allowing us to respond with more compassion rather than react impulsively. Fourth, surround yourself with positive influences. Spend time with people who uplift you, inspire you, and support your growth. Limit your exposure to negativity, whether it's from social media, news outlets, or toxic relationships. Remember, you have the power to choose your company. And finally, celebrate your accomplishments. No matter how small, acknowledge your wins and give yourself credit for your efforts. We often focus on what we haven't done rather than what we've achieved. Take a moment to appreciate your progress and celebrate your unique strengths. Think about that time you really messed up, maybe a presentation gone wrong or a missed deadline. How did you treat yourself? Probably not with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a friend who made the same mistake. But imagine if, instead of beating yourself up, you had said something like, "Okay, that didn't go as planned, but I learned from it. What can I do differently next time?" See? Self-compassion is a muscle you build through practice. It takes conscious effort to shift from self-criticism to self-support. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. So remember, folks, be kind to yourself. You're doing your best in a crazy world. Embrace your imperfections, celebrate your wins, and never underestimate the power of self-compassion. Now go out there and make something amazing happen. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of self-love. Because at the end of the day, we all need a little bit more kindness in our lives. Until next time, keep brainstorming.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.